أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
الله نور السماوات والأرض، مثل نوره كمشكاة فيها مصباح، المصباح في زجاجة، الزجاجة كأنها كوكب دري يوقد من شجرة مباركة زيتونة لا شرقية ولا غربية يكاد زيتها يضيء ولو لم تمسسه نار. نور على نور يهدي الله لنوره من يشاء، ويضرب الله الأمثال للناس، والله بكل شيء عليم.
Brothers and sisters, so again we are talking about the answer for the question, which is Jesus God? Okay, and we said that we are talking from the Holy Bible, we're not talking from the Holy Quran. We're talking from the Holy Bible. We are trying to get all the evidences from the Holy Bible that Jesus is not God. Okay, so I'm going to tell you about a very interesting story, and this story is written in the book of Genesis. We're going to read it together, then I'm going to tell you about some comments. Okay, now I want you to go with me to chapter 38, 13. Let's read together. When Tamar was told, "Your father-in-law is on his way to Timnah to shear his sheep," she took off her widow's clothes, covered herself with a veil to disguise herself, and then sat down at the entrance to Enaim, which is on the road to Timnah. For she saw that though Shelah had now grown up, she had not been given to him as his wife. When Judah saw her, he thought she was a prostitute, for she had covered her face. Not realizing that she was his daughter-in-law, he went over to her by the roadside and said, "Come now, let me sleep with you." Sorry. This is in the Holy Bible. "Let me sleep with you." And what will she show? She said, she's trying to have a bargain here. Okay. "And what will you give me to sleep with you?" she asked. He said, "I'll send you a young goat from my flock," he said. "Will you give me something as a pledge until you send it?" she said. She asked. He said, "What pledge should I give you? Your seal and its cord and the staff in your hand," she answered. So he gave them to her and slept with her, and she became pregnant by him. After she left, she took off her veil and put on her widow's clothes again. Not a very funny story. Okay, so as you see, Judah slept with his daughter-in-law. That was incest, okay? Adultery, a crime. And this story is very famous in the Holy Bible. It's very famous in the Old Testament. And this is adultery, actually. It's very clear, okay? He slept with the lady and he gave her a goat, okay? Amazing. The story of Tamar, the love story of Tamar and, what's his name? Judah, okay? Now, but what does this have to do with what we're talking about? The problem with that, those two guys, Tamar, okay, and Judah, Tamar and Judah, okay, they are found in the genealogy of Jesus Christ. What? They're putting two adulterous people in the genealogy of Jesus Christ in the Gospel of Matthew. For God's sake. Now, if we want, okay, or if we want to say, as you say, that Jesus is God, so in his genealogy, There are two guys who committed adultery, a man and a woman who committed adultery. If this is acceptable, this is so strange. So God is not able to clean even his genealogy. Now, let me move to the Gospel of Matthew and let me read to you the genealogy of Jesus Christ, part of it. Okay? And I want you to go to Matthew 1:3. Now, what do we have in Matthew? Judah. Matthew 1:3. Judah, the father of Perez and Zerah, whose mother was Tamar. One more time. Judah, the father of Perez and Zerah, whose mother was Tamar. Perez, the father of Hezron. Wow. So we have two guys. We have two adulterous people in the genealogy of Jesus Christ. As you see, a record of the genealogy of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham. Abraham was the father of Isaac. Isaac, the father of Jacob. Jacob, the father of Judah and his brothers. Judah, the father of Perez and Zerah, whose mother was Tamar. Now please, you're saying that Jesus is God, and you're putting this in his genealogy. What if you said that Jesus is a prophet? What would you do? I need to understand. If you say that Jesus is God and you put two adulterous people in his genealogy, what if Jesus was a prophet just in your religion? Well, this is terrible, actually. So a guy will say, we don't care. And what is the problem if in the genealogy of God or in the genealogy of Jesus, if Jesus two adulterous people? Actually, we as Muslims, we say that these are lies. Jesus, peace be upon him, is better than this. And we don't believe in this genealogy, actually. Because we know that Jesus Christ is a prophet of God, and it cannot be said, okay? It is impossible that you put this, or you say this about Jesus Christ, peace be upon him. And let me say something. And I want you to go with me to Isaiah. I'm going to show you something also. Go to Isaiah 57:3. And you will find in Isaiah 57:3 that God is not happy with some people. So this is why he's talking to them like that. He's rebuking them. So he says, and this is written in the book of Isaiah, but you come here, you sons of a sorceress, you offspring of adulterers and prostitutes. Okay? Look at this. God is rebuking people. Again, but you come here, you sons of a sorceress, you offspring of adulterers and prostitutes. So God is trying to tell us people that your genealogy is not clean. You are not clean. You are sons of adulterous people and you are sons of prostitutes. And you want us to believe that in the genealogy of Jesus Christ, there were two people who committed adultery, and you're not saying that Jesus is prophet, as we believe, but you say that Jesus is God, and God was not able to find himself a good genealogy? Okay, come on. Come on. Get real. Okay? I hope you find this is not for you. I'm going to give you, inshallah, more proofs about this, more evidences. Thank you very much, dear brothers and sisters, and see you inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.